Blog Talk Radio.
Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week. That search was of premises located in Florida belonging to the former president. The department did not make any public statements on the day of the search. The former president publicly confirmed the search that evening, as is his right. Copies of both the warrant and the FBI property receipt were provided on the day of the search to the former president's counsel, who was on site during the search. The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause. The property receipt is a document that federal law requires law enforcement agents to leave with the property owner. The department filed a motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search, the surrounding circumstances, and the substantial public interest in this matter. Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing. All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, everyone. Good evening. This is Lori Picka from Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well, and we have a busy night ahead of us.
Yes, Joe Biden have 7 major hits, which are good. He has big achievements in his first year as president of the United States. We'll open with Merrick Garland. He made that statement yesterday, the opening statement, about raiding Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. What did they find? From what I hear, 15 boxes, probably more. They needed big U-Haul trucks to get them out. That's how much Donald Trump stole before he left the White House. So call us, tell us what you think of Joe Biden, his successes. 515-605-9802. We want to hear from you. His Build Back Better agenda got a major boost recently with all the signing of major legislations. They were passed by the Senate. The tie-breaking vote was Kamala Harris, the President of the Senate, the Vice President of the United States. We'll discuss in details what it means for the future of America. So again, the telephone number to call, 515-605-9802. You can like us on facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. All right, let's get cooking, Lori. So where should we start?
Well, first of all, let's what happened at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. My heavens. I mean, you know, Trump acts as if he's been persecuted. You do not take anything from the White House that does not belong to you, much less you take 2013 and 12, he returned 25, 30 boxes of documents and whatever memorabilia he would call it, and think that it's okay. Some things are probably top secret. Who knows what he actually took and how much he flushed down his golden toilet.
And to show you how stupid Donald Trump is, they have 28 different fireplaces at Mar-a-Lago, you know, so him deciding to flush it and clog up toilets, you know, that's all. That shows you how stupid he is and not qualified for the president. You know, not saying that if he burned them, it would be a good thing, but the idiots try to flush them and clog up toilets and FBI recover some of those. So, you know, Donald Trump is a joke and he's a complete and total moron.
Yeah, it's just mind-boggling that, in my opinion, it's just common sense that you do not take classified information home with you. This stuff does not belong to him. It belongs to the U.S. government. It is private information. It's highly confidential. It was reported tonight, I was listening on MSNBC, that they are thinking that some of it may have been nuclear documents. Who knows what those documents contained? So we know that they did not go there just to have to, you know, go there and take back, you know, paper plates and napkins. Absolutely not. Or silverware in China. We know that it was highly classified information that he had no business touching.
Exactly. It belongs to the people of the United States. And he claiming presidential authority is just bogus and crap, you know. And then his idiot son, you know, Eric Trump came on Fox News last night and was saying that, oh, he's not even gotten a parking ticket in his life. Well, first of all, he's driven everywhere. So, you know, his son needs to, you know, shut the hell up. He's stupid. And, you know, no president of the United States ever, ever done what Donald Trump did. I could get him on so many things and, you know, but be meticulous and making sure that, you know, everything is copacetic. So when the Reddit drop shoe, then, you know, he can go to prison for a very long time. And we all know Donald Trump is not loyal to anybody. Once he goes down, everybody with him goes down with him. Rudy Giuliani, whoever he can think of. Yeah, so. And then the FBI shot this man. He tried to breach an FBI office, leaving the shots fired in the standoff. He shot a nail gun. You know, can you tell us anything? You heard anything about that?
All I heard was this morning that he tried to get into the building, and he barricaded himself, and it was a standoff. And I heard it was a nail gun that he tried to use, and he was killed. It says here, a man identified by two law enforcement sources as Ricky Schiffer, who died in a confrontation with police after he fired a nail gun at a Cincinnati FBI building, appeared to post online in recent days about his desire to kill FBI agents shortly after former President Donald Trump Mar-a-Lago residence was searched. The two law enforcement confirmed Schiffer's name. Schiffer was at the Capitol riot on January 6, 2021, according to three people aiding law enforcement who saw him in photos taken from the day of the attack. However, it's unclear whether he went inside the building. Schiffer frequently posted about his attendance at the Capitol on social media. On Truth Social, a social media platform founded by Trump's media company, Trump Media and Technology Group. Schiffer appeared to have posted a message detailing his failed attempt to gain entry to the FBI building. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes, it is.
And this is the fallout from the BS Republicans are spewing on Fox mm-hmm. and all the right-wing talk show hosts. They're spewing the lies. You know, they're making the FBI defund the FBI, and they're making the FBI look bad, like they're wrong
mm-hmm.
at what they did. Absolutely not. I wish they would have done it a long time ago, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
This is what we're going to get out of it. The Loon Tunes are going to come out of the woodwork.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. Yes, Joe Biden is an awesome president. He may have not gotten everything he wanted, but at least it's a start. That's why we need a Democratic Congress in both the Senate and the House. Speaking of Senate, the Republicans yesterday blocked a $35 cap on insulin. And people who have diabetes need this insulin. Some will pay from $300 to $1,300 per month. Now, imagine if we don't have insurance. You know, that would be a lot
exactly.
more.
Exactly.
So you want us to read the U.S. senators who are Republicans who voted against this bill?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
John Barrasso from Wyoming. Marsha Blackburn, Tennessee. Roy Blunt from Missouri, he's not running for re-election. John Boozman from Arkansas. Mike Braun from Indiana. Richard Burr from North Carolina. Shelley Moore Caputo from West Virginia. John Cornyn from Texas. Tom Cotton from Arkansas. Kevin Kramer from North Dakota. Mike Crapo from Idaho, Ted Cruz from Texas, Steve Daines from Montana, Joni Ernst from Iowa, Deb Fisher from Nebraska, Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, Chuck Grassley, Iowa, Bill Hagerty from Tennessee, John Hoven from North Dakota, Jim Inhofe from Oklahoma, Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, James Langford from Oklahoma.
Yes, and then there's Mike Lee from Utah, Cynthia Loomis from Wyoming, Roger Marshall from Kansas, Mitch McConnell, of course, Kentucky, Jerry Moran, Kansas, Rand Paul, Kentucky, Rob Portman, Ohio, Jim Risch, Indiana, Mitt Romney, Reich,
mm-hmm.
okay. Mitt Romney, I'm kind of surprised. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Round,
well,
South Dakota. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is that surprising?
Yeah, Mitt Romney, nothing surprising with Mitt Romney because he's towards the party line. He speaks one way and vote the other way. He may publicly criticize him, but, you know, he goes with a party line, just like that senator from Maine, Susan Collins. They have no backbone, no spine. But go ahead.
Oh, my God, that's so disgusting. Marco Rubio, mm-hmm. Florida. Ben Sasse, New England. Rich Scott,
Nebraska.
Florida. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, that was Nebraska, I'm sorry. Richard mm-hmm. Shelby, Alabama. John Tuna or Thune, South Dakota.
Thune.
Tom Tillis, North Carolina. Patrick Toomey, Pennsylvania. Tommy Tuberville, Alabama. Roger Wicker, Mississippi. And Todd Young, Indiana. I mean,
yes.
These Republicans blocked a $35 cap on insulin. And they have one of the best insurances that money can buy because of their jobs that they don't do half of the time. Shame on them.
Mm-hmm.
Every last one of them.
Yeah.
The
reason why they voted against it is because the pharmaceutical companies line the pockets of Republican congressmen and senators.
Exactly.
and they're beholden
yes, they
to
do.
Them. You know, they mm-hmm. write laws, and some of these senators don't even read what they write, these lobbyists for the pharmaceutical companies and big tobacco, big oil, and just vote on it without reading it, you know, or studying it, and, you know, making changes that need to be made on behalf of the people. So, you know, that's what politics has reduced down to. It's mm-hmm. very sickening that, you know, these people, Republicans, want to bitch and complain about, you know, they're still on his Hillary Clinton emails. What, and yeah. now they have the nerve to defend Donald Trump, and now voting against a cap on insulin that people desperately need. You know, it's disgusting. And why people vote Republican, only God knows. Especially in the South mm-hmm. where, you know, in the past, since 1968, when the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act passed, those two acts,
mm-hmm.
is that the Democrats change Republican to Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the white nationalists, the Ku Klux Klan, whoever, just mm-hmm. went full steam ahead supporting Republicans, part of the Southern strategy. And now, you know, since Nixon right till today, that's the modus operandi of the Republican Party, appeal to the fears of people. You know, and, you know, I mean, many legislations has passed. And so, yeah, see, you know, we got this passed, like infrastructure bill, you know,
mm-hmm.
and every Republican voted no. Why? Because they want to embarrass Joe Biden and Democrats, but they had nothing
Absolutely.
To do with the successful passage of these bills. We talk about the seven successes of Joe Biden later on, but, you know,
yeah.
it's disgraceful what the Republican Party has turned into.
Yeah, it's like they're hell-bent on destroying the country. They're hell-bent on fascism. I mean, what do they think they are going to gain with fascism? They're not going to gain anything. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Every day I try to understand, you know, what they're going to get from this. I mean, the American people are getting fed up. I mean, there's lots of signs of that. You know, gas prices have come down. Inflation did not go anywhere in July. I mean, it wasn't any higher. So things are kind of turning around. But what upsets mm-hmm. me is that every single day we have to listen to what Trump has done, how he's all the garbage that he's all the trouble that he's created, all the trauma that he's put people through, and we have to suffer with it for years. I'm saying I've been suffering since 2016. That's how long it's been, and I am just so over it. But we're hoping that the end will come, because it's tiring, and I want some good
mm-hmm.
news. What about you?
Yeah, we're up for some good news. For the past 2 years, we'll have this COVID lockdown, and people are stressed out, high gas
yes.
prices, infrastructure falling apart, public
yes.
schools need more funding, list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
And yet Republicans saying no to everything. Even if they're for something, you know, the vote no and say no to everything. So it's stressful. There's other news that came by a recent little Brad blog. You can see Brad blog at bradblog.com. FBI whistleblower Sybil Edmonds subpoenaed, set to break gag order unless DOJ intercedes. A former agency translator called to testify in Ohio election case this Saturday
mm-hmm.
on Turkish infiltration of the U.S. government. So
mm-hmm.
Unless the Department of Justice revokes their twice invoked state secret privilege, claiming order to once again gag former FBI translator turned whistleblower Sybil Edmonds, her attorneys have notified the department by hand-delivered sworn letter declaration this week that she intends to give a deposition. Edmonds has confirmed her intentions to answer any questions asked of her in sworn proceedings fully and publicly during conversations with the Brad blog this week. She noted that her agreement with her former employer, the FBI, who fired her illegally after she filed whistleblower allegations about corruption and foreign infiltration in the linguistics department, includes certain non-disclosure requirements. However, those requirements do not preclude her answering to a legally issued court subpoena. The subpoena and request for sworn deposition is part of a case now pending before the Ohio Elections Commission, in which Ohio's Republican U.S. Congresswoman Jean Schmidt, she's a Republican from the 2nd District of Ohio, has filed a complaint against her 2008 independent challenger, David Krikorian, who Schmidt has charged distributed false statements about her during last year's campaign. So the resulting testimony, if it does indeed occur this week, could be far more explosive than either Schmidt, Congresswoman Schmidt, or our challenger Krikorian might have ever guessed. So, you know, blood money is happening where Schmidt has alleged Krikorian, who has announced plans to run against Schmidt again as a Democrat, libeled her when he alleged in campaign materials that she had taken blood money as campaign donations from Turkish interest groups. Schmidt is a co-chairwoman of the Congressional Turkish Caucus and has received more than $10,000 in the Turkish Coalition USA PAC. So you say, again, these PACs, where the bank money come in from overseas groups because of Citizens United, the Supreme Court opened the floodgates, and this is the thing that happened where, you know, foreign countries just infiltrate the U.S. government and their bidding, and because of dropping some serious cash, you know, no accountability. What do you think about that?
Well, it's all about the money, you know, and it's all about getting rich and powerful. Always what it's been in this country, you know, for a long time. And now it's out in the open on top of everything else. You know, it used to be a little more hush-hush. We used to think, yeah, they're probably getting, you know, paybacks here and there. Well, they don't even hide it anymore, you know?
Yeah.
It's
absolutely
just
no shame.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no shame.
Yep.
So back to this FBI thing where they sought nuclear documents and search Trump home, according to Washington Post. This is serious allegations. And if Trump did that, isn't that a breach of the Espionage Act, which is a mandatory life imprisonment? We kind of used to have death penalty, but not anymore. So, you know, if it's true, then Trump can go to prison for the rest of his life. Peter doesn't have the death penalty anymore, because he deserved the death penalty for what he did to the United States. And he colluded with Russia and embraced dictators from all over the world, you know?
Yes, he did.
The Republican Party of Gerald Ford, they don't exist anymore. They're all turning in a grave to what Donald Trump has reduced the Republican Party to. I can blame the current crop of Republican leaders like Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell. I have no shame in the game. And it's
Ted
very...
Cruz. Jim Jordan.
Ted Cruz.
Jim Jordan.
Yeah.
You
it's disgraceful. Really disgraceful.
It is. Beyond disgraceful. You know, the list is long. You know, like I said in the beginning, you know, seeking nuclear documents, that's pretty scary stuff. You know, you don't know who they were, what secrets they were they from other countries? You know, did he sell them? I could see him selling them, couldn't you?
Yeah, because I guess Russia has some secret for him.
You know? I mean, it's just, like I said, it's just also, it's mind-boggling. I cannot understand the mentality of a person that thinks that they are so above everything. Every law that has ever been written does not apply to him in his own mind. That is sick. That's sick.
Yeah, he's narcissistic.
Beyond.
Yeah, he's narcissistic.
Sociopathic as well. sociopathic as well.
Yeah, he thinks he's entitled to everything because he was president of the United States. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
he, there's no worth of a scribe, Donald Trump, you know.
No.
The clock is ticking, and hopefully we can get a lot of things out there to make the American electorate see what Trump is about, and there are people in the Republican Party who, you know, stands for nothing and always like trying to back up Trump. We have a call coming in. Before we take this call, just want to reiterate the number again for everybody who is listening. It's 515-605-9802. Want to hear from everybody tonight because there are things happening in politics. And we need to get to the crux of the matter before the November election. We've got a lot at stake here. And we need to get rid of these Republicans. Jackie, calling in from Missouri. Hello, Jackie.
Hey, David. Hey, Lori. How y'all doing?
Hi. Good. How are you, Sue? How are you, Jackie? I'm sorry. Jackie?
That's okay. I'm doing great. I hope Susie calls in. It's always so nice to hear her voice. I love the way she says, stupid.
I know. She, her husband, she just messaged me, and her husband cut his hand a little while ago, and he was bleeding pretty bad. So I don't know if she'll be calling in or not. Yeah, she was kind of tending to him. I hope he's okay.
Gotta take care of the men when they get ouchies. They turn into such babies, don't they?
Yeah.
David, are you feeling a little outnumbered here?
Oh, yeah.
So I've just recently been watching these guys who are putting on these TENS units and trying to experiment with menstrual cramps, and they can't even get it up past 4, you know, and level 4. It goes all the way to 10, you know, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you guys have no idea. But anyway, that was changing the subject. Tonight we're talking about still part 2 of how much better off we are since President Biden has taken office.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell you what I have seen in my neck of the woods.
Okay.
I have seen, going to the grocery store, going to get gas, just doing my daily things, I have seen more acts of kindness recently. I've taken notice of them. People are smiling more. You know, for the longest time when we were wearing masks, I thought, oh, Lord, I'm afraid this is going to, people are going to forget how to smile. They were already having trouble with it anyway. And and now they're just going to forget how to smile. But no, it's coming back. People are holding the door for each other. People are, I'm driving, you know, I'm a professional driver and I'm driving a lot and I drive my elders to their doctor's appointments and this and that. So I'm driving a lot and I'm noticing kindness on the highway and on the roadway. And I'm like, now I'm taking notice. And the reason why I think this is happening is because we have a kind-hearted person in the Oval Office. It starts at the top and it works its way down. It's all by example. These seeds are being sown. I'm a big Johnny Appleseed kind of person. I like to sow seeds and just, you know, some of them will take root, some of them won't. But, you know, keep sowing those seeds. Don't give up. And I think that this is a big deal. I'm just seeing more acts of kindness, and I appreciate it so much. I hear people saying thank you like they're astonished that someone held the door for them. They say it in surprise. Thank you. And, you know, they just they didn't expect it. And then your welcome comes back, not no problem, it's okay, it's nothing. No, they actually say you're welcome. I love that. That's the proper response.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so in other words,
That's just what I'm seeing. And, you know, it may sound small, but that's how these things start. It starts with the general stuff, and then it begins to grow roots. And I'm starting to see the pendulum maybe in a reset to find some balance. It was so out of whack for so long.
I agree.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, since Biden come into power, it's, you know, been what you call it now, a kind of gentler nation, so to speak, really. You know, where, you know, people, you've been going through hell with COVID and...
Oh, my goodness. Everything.
You know, I know monkeypox is a problem now. It may be a state of emergency.
Yeah.
I can't picture 2 more years in lockdown. I'd go crazy. You know? So,
oh, my goodness.
That's not a kid.
I think that's going to be different. They do have a vaccine for it as well. I'm real quick. I'm kind of not worried about
it. I think that's awesome. It's so quick. It's happening. But, you know, there's so many more cases of polio now in New York. There are still some people that are just so anti-vaccination. And it started back in the 80s with people saying they started this little thread that said, my kid was fine until they got vaccinated, and now they're autistic. And that word just started to become, you know, a word that was being used more and more often. Nobody really knew what it meant. It just meant that they weren't quite right. These kids weren't quite right. They had a learning disability or worse, couldn't talk or not meeting the milestones.
Exactly.
And they blamed it all on vaccinations. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, how many generations of people have been vaccinated? Of course, you know, and with medical technology, you would think that vaccinations would be even better quality now. I don't know. I don't know who to trust anymore after Donald Trump's been in office. After everything we've been through, I don't know who to trust. I don't trust the Supreme Court. And so many people right now are not trusting the FBI, and they're calling for violence against them. The guy in Cincinnati today, you heard about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's shocking.
So, I mean, it used to be, you know, a lot of people didn't trust their government, didn't trust this and that, but we didn't pull a gun on them. That's everybody's answer.
You know,
just pull a gun.
You know, it's interesting, Jackie. Yeah. Republicans are saying, oh, they're a law and order party, but yet still don't want to defund the police. Remember when Democrats were saying, oh, let's defund the police, not in the sense of let's lock down police stations, but let's not militarize the police. That was a main core of the message.
Right.
Republicans
right, because the black flag, not black flag, but the black ops, you know, the mercenary groups,
they were
beginning to infiltrate, and they were being recruited into police departments, and that's still ongoing. They're trying to bring in these black ops guys and train local. You know, I live in a little bitty town with like maybe 3,000 people here. And, you know, and they're wanting to bring in, you know, these armored vehicles. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is Oak Grove, Missouri. But I think
it's because they think,
you know, people are going to rise up. People are going to rise up against us. And we started to see, you know, signs of that during Black Lives Matter. But there was a real valid point underlying all of that. The whole reason why that whole thing started, it's something that we have needed to talk about for generations. And nobody wants to talk about it.
Yes, we've come a rug.
I have a solution for all that. You guys have read my ideas. We don't need to militarize the police. We don't need to do anything. All we need to do is make them carry malpractice insurance. That way they'll behave themselves while they're on duty, because they will be held personally accountable by their wallet if they don't.
The Second Amendment people who are pro-gun, not wrong if you're pro-gun, but... they should have limited liability where the gun manufacturers get sued by families whose children and whose loved ones are murdered because of some psycho going in there, whether it's church or a mall or a school, and shooting up the place randomly and killing innocent people who have nothing to do with anything. You know, so once we have that, but the NRA fighting. And the NRA fighting it.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, the NRA. The NRA fighting things like that, you know, common sense gun control. When Bill Clinton signed the 1994 bill, you know, 700%, that's how much violent crimes went down, you know. And that was a good thing when it was up when it was up again for renewing it, Republicans voted no. They had the power in both houses, both chambers of Congress. You know, so again, the Republican Party is not a Republican Party of Ike or Lincoln or Ford or even Reagan.
No,
Reagan ran
not your father's Republican Party, that's for sure.
Exactly. And people fail to realize that. We need to, like, wake up in this country. The CPAC meeting that they had last week in Texas. What a puppet show. What a joke. You know?
That was
Lincoln
appalling.
Project ran some ads. Yes.
That was
appalling.
They made fun of January the 6th. They made fun of January the 6th by setting up that fake jail and having that man sit in there in an orange suit with a MAGA hat, jumpsuit with a MAGA hat on, and Marjorie Taylor Greene in there reading the Bible to him. I wanted to throw up when I saw that.
Was it a tragedy? Was it a farce? It was a little bit of both, and really sickening.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
But those people, they buy into it. Oh, I said those people. I shouldn't say that.
There are people that truly buy into this. I don't, for the love of God, I do not understand how. I mean, with everything that has come out in the media, I mean, it's not hard to understand what's happening. It really isn't hard. So now they're looking at possible, nuclear codes that maybe, were part of the missing documents.
Right, I saw that. That was in HuffPost and Business Insider, both reported that today.
Yes, it's just been reported, and it was on MSNBC. And when I'm thinking to myself, I'm thinking, what could he have done with these? What did he want them for? He could probably sell them.
Of course he could.
He would sell his soul for money. He would sell his soul for money. He would sell his kids for money, that man.
Oh, yeah.
And that is what scares me to death, because maybe he did. Other countries might have copies of this stuff. This is just very, it's so scary. I mean, I don't even know how else to put it.
And if they've gotten it and then they ever find it in the hands of the enemy, they'll know where they got it from.
Of course.
See what I'm saying?
What if it's something devastating?
I sent you guys a link about the gag order that was, oh, go ahead. I sent you guys a link about the gag order. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You go, Lori.
I was just saying, what if it's something that's devastating to world peace?
Right. Mm-hmm. It's all about the war machine, feeding the war machine, keeping it going, because that's where the big money is. That's where the international money is. That's where world-level money is. And the gag order link that I sent you about Sybelle Edmonds, I'm surprised she's still alive because – I mean, there's so many people in D.C. that want her dead. So she's been protected now for about 8 years. Nobody knows where she is. But she's going to testify before Department of Justice, supposedly within the next year. They're going to release her gag order, and they're going to let her testify. And she's got the goods on about 50 bigwigs in D.C. about their arms trading in the Middle East when we were at war with them, the terrorist cells that they were protecting, and they were selling them arms. They were selling them how to build, the blueprints for these things, how to build nuclear warheads and things like that. There was money being exchanged. She has it all.
Yeah, and I can't bet you any money. I can bet my last that Eric Prince is part of the shit. Eric Prince, the brother of Betsy DeVos, he had Blackwater, mercenary group that went to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah, those guys.
I mean, that son of a bitch should be in jail. No, when you have
they're
money,
murderers and rapists. They're pirates.
Yes.
They're no better than pirates.
Yes.
Murderers and rapists. And they get paid for it. But, American soldiers, even though we break them down mentally and retrain them in boot camp, to just follow orders. Some of them still have, a majority of them still have their conscience. And there are some jobs that the government wants done that they know they can't send anybody in with to do because they would have to put them under a gag order and then they'd have to be responsible for them and watch them and then assassinate them if they ever open their mouth or, So they have to have people like that. They have to buy criminals to do the dirty work.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real sad. It's real sad what America has turned into. I mean, Eisenhower, before he left office in 1961, did warn about a military-industrial complex. Before that, or after that, in 1964, Barry Goldwater, the Republican nominee, spoke about the evangelical Christians coming into the Republican Party and taking it over. So, everything coming to fruition here where war is money, and evangelicals trying to, met the Bible, the law of the land, and the supreme thing is the Constitution, because founding fathers deliberately left out things of the Bible or in the Bible to put in the Constitution, because we're a federal republic. We're not Iran that go off.
They wanted separation of church and state, and so they refrained from using biblical language. That's correct.
Exactly. All right, so thank you so much for calling in, Jackie. We really appreciate
you
calling and everything.
Thank
you.
You
are well much. And I just wanted to say one more thing, that when Merrick Garland spoke today, I loved the phrase that he used when he said that he was all about practicing and dealing the law fairly, not or for everyone, without fear or favor. I loved that.
That's right.
And this whole process, you know, Trump wants to say it just happened overnight. He had at least 3 90-day periods where he was put on notice to turn this stuff in.
Oh, yes. He had
January
to
spring to June to August. So there's 4 90-day periods.
Oh,
he was put on notice. This didn't happen overnight. He had every opportunity. They tried to handle him with kid gloves, but, you know, like Merrick Garland said. And isn't that just Merrick Garland's M.O., being very deliberate and procedural, making sure all the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted? I have so much respect for him.
There was a little while ago that I was thinking, when you look at him, he looks kind of frail, you know, but he's made of steel.
So quiet and low-key.
Yeah, he's made
he's
of steel.
He's a lion ready to attack.
Yeah.
He's just quietly building up his case.
Yes,
very unassuming.
Is.
And, you know,
that's
Donald
right.
Trump just took one look at that man and thought, he doesn't have the balls to come after me.
Yeah. Exactly.
Anyway. All right, well, I'll listen in on the internet for the rest of your show. But you guys have a good show tonight and a good week.
Thank you.
Yes,
you too.
Thank
take
you.
Care.
You too. All right.
Thank you.
That
bye
was
bye.
Jack in Missouri. That was Jack in Missouri. Joe Biden, let's talk about his successes now. About half the show's gone. Let's get to the crux of the matter. The president has big wins. The Inflation Reduction Act, Republicans voted against, it passed. The CHIPS Act, the PACT Act, bipartisan gun law, first gun laws that passed in 30 years. They didn't get everything, but at least a start. He recently killed an Al-Qaeda leader. Gas prices plummeting. Huge job numbers. Low unemployment, lowest in the history of the United States. The confirmation of Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first African-American such a seat and position. Leading support for Ukraine against the tyranny of Russia and Vladimir Putin. Expansion of the expansion
of NATO.
Of NATO.
Expansion of NATO.
Yes, exactly.
The American
Rescue Plan.
Okay. Go
bipartisan infrastructure law. Senate negotiating update to the Electoral Count Act. With the Electoral Count Act, I should have with the Electoral College, where the majority vote wins. Because the Electoral College is so backward.
They need to get rid of it.
And antiquated and old, you know?
Yeah, they need to get rid of it.
Yes, ma'am. So the first thing on the agenda is... Go ahead.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I call all this Bidenomics, is what I call it. Bidenomics. So the Inflation Reduction Act, which are now abbreviating as the IRA. And we know that it's a climate and tax package, and it has four keys. American Rescue COVID-19 financial support, $1.9 trillion, infrastructure and investment and jobs for transportation, internet and water, $550 billion, CHIPS and science, semiconductor production, research and development, $280 billion, the Inflation Reduction, climate, taxes, healthcare. 437 mm-hmm. billion. Mm-hmm. Those are just a few of the highlights, the four key pieces of the Inflation Reduction Act that has been passed.
Mm-hmm.
And we now know that the chips are there, that, you know, all of the cars that are missing chips,
mm-hmm.
and all the trouble that they've had with production are now going to be built and manufactured in the United States. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes,
really
it is.
Big deal. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because of the Trump tariffs, it just ruined that trade, negotiations with China.
Mm-hmm.
We had it since the
yep.
days and everything. So again, Donald Trump put his foot where he doesn't belong and just basically messed everything up. You know, he's incompetent and he belongs in prison. The $1.2 mm-hmm. trillion bipartisan infrastructure package is a flagship victory, which drastically increases investments in the nation's network of bridges, roads, airports, public transport, national broadband, internet, as well as waterways and energy systems.
Mm-hmm.
The bipartisan bill was passed by the House in November by 228 votes. To 206 votes, 13 Republicans breaking ranks to join Democrats in support of the bill. Biden initially
mm-hmm.
released a proposal in March, which was first approved by the Senate in August. So in a White House statement released at the time, the Biden administration claimed the bill would help tackle growing inflation by easing supply chain disruption because of the war with Ukraine and Russia, you know,
mm-hmm.
and all the tensions in China.
Mm-hmm.
The supply chain is very disrupted, so hopefully China and Taiwan don't go to war. Republicans and moderate Democrats fear the bill, high budget, would likely contribute to the ballooning inflation. So here we go again. Republicans and these blue dog Democrats say, oh, yes, you know, okay, I have these things because whatever reason, but yet still,
mm-hmm.
we can go back to George Bush's days where it's like, yeah, weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. You know,
yeah.
the story about 20 years. And the fine money for the war, unjust war, instead of going after Al-Qaeda and bin Laden. But yet still,
yeah.
when things like this come up, that to improve the economic status
yeah.
of the United States. So, oh,
yeah.
no, it's too much money, you know. And the claim that the bill's high budget would likely contribute to the ballooning inflation, despite
yeah.
15 prize-winning Nobel Prize-winning economists backing the bill, you know.
Absolutely.
So, and to quote Joe Biden, we're doing so much with this legislation. It's going to make it easier for companies to get goods to market more quickly and reduce supply chain bottlenecks now and for decades
mm-hmm.
to come. So Joe Biden, that was a first win for him in that $1.2 trillion package.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, another
mm-hmm.
thing that I wanted to talk a little bit about in the Inflation Reduction Act is it's a game changing for millions of U.S. citizens, seniors. The Inflation Reduction Act represents the most important efforts in decades to reform how drug prices are set. It's going to be
mm-hmm.
game. Rene Conte, an associated professor at Boston University's Questrom School of Business, who studied drug pricing, said the bill, which passed in the Senate on Sunday and which
mm-hmm.
House lawmakers could vote on as early as Friday, read on
mm-hmm.
to learn what the bill proposes. It's $400 billion to fight climate change and raise taxes on corporations. It would do to lower spiraling drug prices.
No.
2000 limit of out-of-pocket costs for that's a big change. So for seniors, and they'll also be negotiating drug prices as well. So that's a big deal for seniors that are on budgets. You know, they
mm-hmm.
get a certain amount every month and you know, they work with that. And that's a game changer for a lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, man, exactly. A big game changer. We'll have two people mm-hmm. holding on the line. We're going to get
okay.
the one from Michigan first. I think this is Madeline calling. Hello, Madeline. Welcome to Kitchen Politics.
Hello
What's
there,
on
Dave. How are you there?
Excellent.
Hi, Lori.
Feeling better.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, my friends. How are you?
We're doing good.
Excellent.
We're just talking about President Biden and all the wins that
yeah,
he had.
Yeah, and all those. I've been listening to you listing the dollar amounts. And all
mm-hmm.
I can, the only thing in my head that's going on is please make sure this gets to the people. That's all I ask.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
exactly.
You can all vote on all you need, but who in the background is already fixing on being a cheat? That's my concern.
We can't.
You know, it's a lot of money. There's so much money. How can they really mm-hmm. keep track of every penny?
Well,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how it's always been, and we
and
just have
always,
to have faith.
Well, it's
you know.
Shameful, and
mm-hmm.
and what happened during the pandemic when people were getting, how many people cheated the government back then to get free money?
Well, of course. I mean,
so,
you know.
Let's hope that we've learned from that mistake and make sure that this money gets to where it really needs to go.
Well, that's
what I'm
hope.
Hoping for. That's my concern.
Yeah.
So down the road,
mm-hmm.
we should all be listening to what gets done from this money. Let's pay attention to where it's spent a little bit, people. Whoever's listening to this program, pay attention to where this money is going.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's the truth.
Read your papers. Mm-hmm. Read your news outlets. Read your social media, your news
yep.
medias on social media. Pay attention,
yep.
everyone, whether you work two jobs or not. Whether you have no incomes or not, whether you have kids, you all have a phone. You can
mm-hmm.
read a news app. I understand people are busy. Parents,
yep.
two income households. People are so busy with soccer, baseball, this and that. And we're losing a lot of people because they're just so busy in life.
Absolutely.
And we need to educate. And all I know how to say is that everyone has a phone.
Yeah.
No one expects
mm-hmm.
you to run and get a newspaper. No one says you have
yep.
to have time to watch TV and hear the news.
Yep.
But wherever you are in your life, take that 5-10 minutes, people.
Yep.
Read your phone.
Absolutely.
Yes.
The news on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Catch up a little. Because
mm-hmm.
life is going to pass
mm-hmm.
you by until you wake up and you're going to say, what happened? What happened to this country like we're doing now?
Yep.
We weren't paying
yes.
attention with all these thieves are doing. These
yep.
lunatics. And
yep.
now
mm-hmm.
where are we? We've learned a lesson.
Yeah, we
mm-hmm.
sure have.
And this is going out to my daughter
hopefully.
And Dave, an example, my daughter, Lori's daughter, Lori's son. They're all busy people. Every one of them.
Yeah.
Get up
mm-hmm.
in the morning, go to work, just read, you know, you have a lunch hour, have a sandwich, read the news on your phone.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say to people to get them educated as to what's going on out there.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Because
mm-hmm.
I know my daughter doesn't have time to watch the news or TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or read a paper.
Yeah, this is a Google click away. Yeah, information
is
just a Google. Google search engine.
We need to educate the public out there. Read your news outlets on your phone. I don't know
mm-hmm.
where else you can
mm-hmm.
get your news. And have a sandwich at lunch at the same time while you're at work.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
There you go. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I can't think of any other way in your busy life, but you're at a soccer game. And before the game starts, read your news. 10 minutes. I'm not saying that you have to miss everything in life because life will pass you by.
Yeah.
But you
mm-hmm.
have a responsibility to yourselves and the family and your children to read
what's happening
for their future.
Yep,
that's
what's
right.
happening in the world.
Guess
Absolutely.
What it is? People don't have the time to educate themselves.
Yep.
Simple.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Have a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Read it.
Yep.
Read your news outlet.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
That's it. That could not have been any simpler. I don't know of any other simpler way of doing it. Do either one of you?
No. That's the easiest
other than the
way.
Phone?
No, it's the easiest way.
Yeah.
It's easiest
and people
phone
need to turn off Fox News. People need to turn off Fox News. Fox News is
well, the only ones that watch Fox News are going to be the ones that only follow you know who.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're not interested. Now, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, what's going to happen here? I only hope that they can clean house before the end of 2024.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well,
I hope so, too.
I think there's just so much stuff out there they have to investigate. Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious knows that mm-hmm. if we have another Dem in the White House and we keep both of the, mm-hmm. of the whole Congress, we can pursue mm-hmm. these endeavors. That
yes,
the 2022's people.
Mm-hmm.
The 2022's.
People need to vote. We need to start having conversations with other people.
Check your gerrymandering. What's been going on?
Well, I'm just saying, all I'm saying is that, you know, if we start communicating a little bit, you know, have a little conversation, you know, about are you going to vote, you know, make sure you vote, make sure your daughter's registered or your son, or, you know, this group, you know, give suggestions. I mean, that's what we can do. I mean, we can help a little bit. Just have the talk, you know, talk to your family, talk to your kids, talk to your neighbors, if you feel comfortable doing that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to do.
Yes. Get the information from where you need to, your reliable, truthful source, and spread
yep.
it. Your phone.
Exactly.
I find yep. myself, even though I'm retired, I find myself sometimes waiting in a doctor's office like I did today. I scrolled
mm-hmm.
my news feed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
But
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it's a responsibility to themselves and their children.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Hey, so, you know, what you ladies think about the halt of federal executions? President Biden is an opponent of the federal death penalty, and therefore he reinstated the national freeze on federal executions, which has been in place for 17 years until former President Trump ended the pause. So in July, the Biden administration opted to restore the pre-Trump status quo and impose a suspension on federal executions, while the Department of Justice assesses the existing procedures and policies. The pause does not enable the president to halt executions at state level, though the Biden administration has vowed to eradicate capital punishment at a federal level. Prior to Biden's pause, there had been 13 federal executions under Trump, and he took great joy in seeing these people executed. So that's a good thing that, you know, the
mm-hmm.
Justice Department and President Biden is trying to make it federal law to ban all executions, because some people who executed evidence, and they're coerced into confessing things that they didn't do. You know, so the death penalty is archaic and should be, you know, canceled permanently.
42 people later.
Yeah, they killed 42 people who were later found innocent. You know, that's an example of recent history. So what do you think about the Biden proposal to halt federal executions?
Mm-hmm. Oh, federal in the sense of what? The actual, any government type of federal?
Like state level, for example. Not all. Well, at state level, you know, where it would be a law saying that there's no more, you know, execution because it could be false witnesses and, you know, being coerced into admitting something you didn't do, and the due diligence by police not investigating properly and just hold on to someone because it's convenient for them. You know, things like that happened in the past where innocent people are killed. You know, so Joe Biden and the Justice Department thoroughly going through, you know, trying to put legislation together to ban all types of executions. You know, that's a good thing. I just want your perspective on what you think about that.
Oh, I'm torn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm very torn. I've seen some of these shows that are showing you what it's like in prison and how these
mm-hmm.
people have no chance of actually saving their own lives and becoming, it's a job market. It's a job program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I hate to say this
mm-hmm.
like this, but so many mm-hmm. of them need to, some of them don't even need to be, they're just wrongly convicted. And grant you, they're the ones
mm-hmm.
that deserve to be there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's too much of a job program. And as far as the federal, well, it depends on their crimes. I hate to say it like that, but
mm-hmm.
when
well,
they've
the prison
done
industrial
the dirt.
The prison industrial complex, you know, the prison industrial complex is a big money-making machine. You know,
it's a job program, absolutely.
Yeah, so we'll have to put that into consideration as well, you know.
Absolutely.
What's your thought on it, Lauren?
Oh, it's a tough one, and I think I kind of agree with the Biden administration. But cases have to, you know, have to be looked at, and yes, just some people are in there unjustly. It's just, I don't think it's a cut and dry thing. I'm not really sure, you know, and you're right, David, it is a money making.
The job program. Yes.
It's a money making business.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's private
and
company.
There's probably a lot
right.
of people in prison that don't belong in prison that maybe
mm-hmm.
could have been rehabilitated instead
mm-hmm.
of spending, you know, 20 years in prison for marijuana or something like that. I sometimes the punishment does not fit the crime. You know,
mm-hmm.
I just don't know how
and
to
added
fix
to which,
it, you know.
And added to which, when a white person and a person of
and
color
yeah.
the exact same
mm-hmm.
Offense,
mm-hmm.
then you sit with a person of color getting more time yeah. in prison. You know,
yes,
like
wrong.
You had marijuana.
No, you're right.
And, ooh, 30
no,
years,
absolutely.
But the white person was like, oh, you know, probation for two
yes.
years. You know, that,
no,
that's
right. And that's true. That happens over and mm-hmm. over and over again. We see that all the time. And that is
mm-hmm.
unjust and unfair. I mean, it angers and it's, you know, it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
mm-hmm.
racist. It's
yes.
terrible.
And how can we say we're the home of the free, land of the free,
oh, well,
and our prison population is the biggest in the world, highest in the world?
It is.
A joke right there.
Yeah,
we have the biggest in prison jail job program ever. Okay.
Mhm. Mhm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
money
you know,
that's why.
Like I
killing.
Said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, you know, people that are in for, you know, for drugs and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could be rehabilitated. They could send them to rehab programs. You know.
Mm-hmm.
There's things that can be done to help people. So they can go back
mm-hmm.
to society. You know, not everyone is a Manson. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No,
yeah.
I know exactly what you're saying, honey. Absolutely.
It's
mm-hmm.
just, you know.
But we don't do that.
We do not do that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that in this country. We just
mm-hmm.
don't. You know, and it's just, you know, some people are in there because they're mentally ill. Yes, they probably murdered somebody, but they're mentally ill. And they'll be mentally
mm-hmm.
ill the rest of their lives, you know.
Mm-hmm. And again,
you know?
Republicans, speaking of mental illness, Republicans, the fight against rehabilitation programs for mentally ill. Look what Ronald Reagan
mm-hmm.
did to the homeless and the mentally
oh,
ill. You know?
Yep.
Absolutely nothing.
Get up here.
You know, kick them out in the streets, you know, ridicule them. Ronald Reagan is the patron saint of republicanism and conservatism, allegedly. You know, he did the worst in terms of that and in terms of fighting AIDS, you know. So the Republican Party have a lot to answer for because they're not good people,
mm-hmm.
none of them. You know, well, Liz Cheney, she's trying her best, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Liz Cheney, all people, a Cheney. I mean, Jesus Christ, that's how low the Republican Party has fallen. You know, there are fringe right-wing groups. You know, Adolf Hitler and Stalin would be proud of what the Republican Party is today. You
mm-hmm.
know?
Amen.
You know,
I agree with you.
You know, the insane shit that come out of the street. You know, I tried to watch 5 minutes of CPAC, and
oh,
I literally want
no.
to projectile vomit. I'm like, what
I
are
know.
These people thinking, saying? You know, what are the smoking? Can I have some? That's so insane.
It's almost like you're just, and you're right. I kind of wonder the same thing. Are they drinking or smoking or taking something before they go up there? Because they can't believe what they're saying. They cannot
believe
what they're saying. You know?
And that's why education is important. Fun public schooling, because a lot of people out there is either undereducated or not educated, especially in the
mm-hmm.
South. You know, religious nutcases, like, oh, yes, Jesus, you know, it was Christianity, the basis of America, and blah, 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 and all that harsh shit, you know? I mean,
mm-hmm. That's why the Bible Belt
shit.
Is where it's at.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
That's
just,
why the Bible Belt is where it's at.
Oh,
absolutely.
And incidentally, the Bible Belt is the porn capital of America.
The Bible Belt, exactly, like I just
and
said.
The child molestation, the NAMBLA. You ever hear about NAMBLA? The North American Man Boy Love Association. What the fuck is that? What the hell is that?
I know.
You know?
I don't know.
Grooming
boys
as early as 9 years old, 14, 15 years old. Have like a sugar daddy relationship with grown ass men, and most of these men, when you look, you know, move the cover and investigate, they're evangelical Republican voting type people. Even some of the
yes,
Republicans.
They are.
Well, because
you know, I mean,
right, because God will forgive you if you've been a bad boy, and how convenient for a Republican to be a bad boy when you can say God forgave me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, the hypocrisy.
Thank
you.
That's another word for it. Absolutely.
Vile.
But they're going to try to convince you.
Yeah, these people should be put under the prison, not in prison. Waste of taxpayer dollars. Put them under the prison. And hopefully Donald Trump way, you know.
No, you know what? And also, with what Lori mentioned, some of these people that are in jail for small violations of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, grant you, let's go back to the big pharma. Big pharma
mm-hmm.
is not the lobbyist so that marijuana does not get decriminalized on the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Big pharma will, do you know the money they would lose? Just in the
mm-hmm.
VA alone. See, there's no poor veteran. No veteran can have any type of medication other than what the VA approves.
Of course.
If
mm-hmm.
they get caught smoking a joint instead of taking that psychotic pill,
yep.
mm-hmm.
that they were given, and the weed helped them better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now, Big Pharma lost out because they're not taking the med.
Yep.
Yeah. And again,
there's
Big Pharma is one of the biggest
countries. There's PTSD. There's so much.
Mm-hmm.
Get it
mm-hmm.
off the DA schedule, the DEA schedule list. It's number one.
Mm-hmm.
There's five categories, 1 to 5. One is the worst, 5 is the least.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They classified,
yes.
God bless Nixon for this one, they classified cannabis in the same category as heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, ecstasy, and peyote. And peyote is a hallucinogenic cactus.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Schedule
mm-hmm.
one means that there is no medical use for any of those drugs. And if you think about it, you look down that list, we don't need heroin, we don't need coke, we don't need methamphetamine,
mm-hmm.
you know, meth, we don't need
mm-hmm.
peyote. And then there's
mm-hmm.
cannabis in the same classification.
That's
so what
that's
does that
bad.
Tell you? That it has, it's still in class one.
Mm-hmm.
It's still illegal. It's illegal on the federal, yeah, I know, but
mm-hmm.
it's illegal on the federal level. Remember
well,
that?
Yeah,
I
but
you.
some states have legalized or decriminalized marijuana for
that's
medical
the
purposes.
State, but
mm-hmm.
it has never left the Schedule 1 list.
All right, look on Portugal. Look on Portugal, for example. They legalized every type of drug in Holland.
Pretty much, yes, they did.
You know, and lower levels are HIV/AIDS, less murders, less rapes, things like that. Why can't we adopt a program like what Holland has, or even Portugal, where they have success in bringing down, reducing, and getting people slowly but surely off of these drugs, you know? And marijuana is not, you know, it shouldn't be in class one, you know?
It should not be in class one. And can you imagine the people that would come out of jail if they decriminalized class one?
It would ruin the prison bus workers and commuter sentence.
Yes. And who's going to lose that money?
Well, who's the industrial complex? Who do you think is going to
private? It's a private jail that
was built.
Mm-hmm. And out comes the inmate who got their cannabis charge reprieved.
And
again, it's a dominoes. Then, the lobbyists are keeping it in Schedule One. Mark my words.
Of course.
So, Madeline,
thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for calling.
Anytime. All right, you two behave. Talk to you. Have a good evening.
Love your comments. Talk to you later.
Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. Love
you. That's Madeline in Michigan. So let's roll along here. We have 42 minutes left on the show. And say we're going to highlight Joe Biden's successes. So the highest appointment of federal judges since Ronald Reagan, Biden has appointed 41 federal judges in his opening year at the White House. This is more than double those appointed by his predecessor, Donald Trump, and is the most of a president has appointed in a freshman year since Reagan in 1981. The president has also been mindful of issues of representation in his appointments over the last year, as 80% of new federal judges are women and 53% are people of color. Prime example is a new Supreme Court justice, first African-American to sit on the bench. First African-American woman, beg your pardon. So in the long run, the federal judiciary new look could have a lasting effect, and the lower courts are believed to be the trial stage of future Supreme Court contenders. So Joe Biden is trying to, like, make the court system more looking like America. You have Hispanics, you have Jews, you have African-Americans, you have, you know, whoever, it's women, you know. And as Ruth Bader Ginsburg say, when we have true equality is when you have 9 federal judges who are women. So, you know, that day will come one day, probably 100 years from now. But, you know, if we can have a woman vice president, then.
There's no doubt.
Yes.
The next thing I'd like to talk about, if we can, the climate proposal that was passed by the Senate and what it means for the country and for us. For the country, 950 million solar panels operating by 2030. For the people, it means up to $14,000 in rebates for efficient appliances and home upgrades. For the country, 120,000 wind turbines operating by 2030, saving families $350 per year on energy bills. For the country, 2,300 grid-scale battery plants to store energy by 2030. For us, that means 30% tax credit to install solar panels, saving families $300 per year on electricity. For the country, the last one, by manufacturing more technologies in the United States, we will create more good-paying union jobs, a tax credit for electric vehicles for us, saving families $950 a year when they make for the electric vehicles. Those have to come down in price, and I think eventually that they will come down in price, and you know, when they do, that's going to be a win-win for everybody.
Yes. You know, and America's like at least 20 years back as Germany and places like Denmark and some places in Europe are light years ahead of us in terms of alternative energy. You know, Japan, for example, is a prime example of, you know, changing from oil, you know, because we're sucking on the teeth of Saudi Arabia who, you know, hate our guts. Why are we friends with them? You know, because of oil, and oil is out, alternative energy is in. So we should get with a program. And again, big oil donate to these moderate blue dog Democrats and conservative Republicans. So again, money talk, bullshit walk. And we need to change our thinking. Coal power is destroying the environment. And, you know, congrats to Joe Biden for the first thing he did when assuming office was going back to the Paris Climate Agreement. Because Donald Trump took us out of it. So that was a good thing by, you know, Joe Biden doing. Another thing, Biden, he supports transgender service members. Donald Trump spoke out against them. Republicans hate them. Within his first week of the White House, Joe Biden issued an executive order to overturn Trump-era ban on openly transgender members of the U.S. military. The original ban was first announced by Trump during his first year in power. The former president tweeted that the U.S. military would cease to allow transgender Americans from serving in the military, claiming, and I quote, tremendous medical costs and disruption. So a Trump ban came into effect in April 2019. Existing transgender personnel remained in place, but new recruits were turned back. This is hate. Donald Trump is a hateful, spiteful piece of shit. And what Joe Biden is doing is inclusivity. You know, I mean, who is in a body to judge somebody because they're transgender or, you know, gender fluid? I mean, shit, I don't understand it, but, you know, if they feel comfortable expressing themselves that way, then, you know, have at it. You know, that's why there are a lot of suicides, you know, with gay teens and they're confused where, you know, people mock them, ridicule them, try to hurt them physically. You know,
I think the generations that are coming up now are more tolerant of, you know, of gay, transgender, LGBTQ, all of that. They are more tolerant of it than the older generations. And it's very visible. I mean, I see it, you know, no one pays that close of attention or cares. It's just, you know, it's going to change. It will change. So President Biden's on the right path, because it's going to be tolerated in our lifetimes. It will be tolerated. It's being tolerated now, but it's being more accepted every day. I mean, I personally don't care. I mean, what people do, or if they want, if they're gay or they're straight or whatever they want to be, as long as they're happy in their lives and they don't hurt other people, it's not a problem at all. You know, just just let them be, you know. I don't know how else to, you know, express that. There's nothing wrong about it, you know. There really isn't.
Yeah, I mean, to each his and her own, and what people do in the bedroom or their little lives is a free country. You know,
absolutely. I mean, we have no business. I mean, it's just like with abortion. You know, the pro-life and the pro-choice. You know, I am definitely pro-choice. I have no business in telling anyone, any woman, what she can or cannot do with her body. I mean, I've said that over and over. I've said that all my life, and that's exactly how I feel. It's not my business, you know, and I wouldn't want anyone to tell me what to do. I mean, if I asked an opinion, that's a different story, but I don't want any government telling me what to do, you know, any Republican man especially telling me what to do. That wouldn't go over.
Yeah, added to which, these right-wing nutcases, these lunatics, when you had to, masks were mandatory, they said, oh, my body, my choice.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not even sort of irony in what they're saying. you know?
Yeah. And not only that, think about this. The poor boys, mm-hmm. when they march into a town or in a group, guess what they have on their faces? Masks.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
The white supremacists in Wisconsin, when was it? A couple months back, where they wanted to, you know, hurt the people. I think the transgenders and the gays and the LGBT community were marching.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had on a mask and the hoodies and everything. And, you know, they were arrested. They shouldn't expose those people, you know, for the racists that there are. And you know, take the mask off on camera. If you're not for mask, then why are you wearing a damn mask to hurt people? You know?
Exactly. They don't want to be known. They don't want to be seen. I mean, that's obvious, you know?
Yes, you will not replace us garbage that a fringe right wing pushing, you know, is disgusting. So anyway, moving along, the $1.9 trillion COVID relief deal that happened in March, the Biden administration passed it, or the U.S. Senate, the relief package designed to help the country combat the ongoing COVID pandemic. The package provided direct payments of up to $1,400 to many struggling U.S. citizens, temporarily extended unemployment, support by $300 per week, channel approximately $20 billion in COVID vaccination programs. Trump did nothing, as well as providing $25 billion in rental support and a further $350 billion in state, tribal, and local relief efforts. You know, and this was coming in fields of Donald Trump not doing anything. Donald Trump, his thing was like, oh, just re-elect me and I'll tell you what the plan is.
He never had a plan. Absolutely. The other thing President Biden brought forward, talked about, was last year, one-third of the core inflation was due to high prices for automobiles because of the shortage of semiconductors. With the CHIPS and Science Law boosting our efforts to make semiconductors right here at home, America is back leading the way. And guess who's upset about this? Who's been doing the chips for us forever? For the cars? China. Yeah, and China's mad now. They're upset because we're going to take on the initiative to do it ourselves, you know, and manufacture them here, which is it's the way it should be. Right?
Exactly. It's a good thing when you provide American jobs, good paying American jobs, and not outsource things that Americans can do, you know, because we lost our way when we did that back in the 50s and 60s, where we just outsource everything, you know. And buy America, build America. That's what deal should be.
Exactly.
You know? And building up America, Joe Biden, again, reduced unemployment, the highest unemployment rate in the history of the country. Restoring a semblance of normalcy to an economy burdened by the pandemic. In his freshman year, Joe Biden has managed to reduce the rate of national unemployment. In December, for example, the national unemployment rate dropped to 3.9%, while jobless claims sunk to their lowest level since 1969. When Biden took office, and unemployment rate stood at 6.3% under Donald Trump and Republicans. So despite the growing inflation, wages paid by private businesses also saw an increase in 2.4% from January through October last year, while disposable income rose by 3%. You know, I mean, Donald Trump couldn't brag about that because he didn't do jack shit for the working man.
No, he did
nothing.
He didn't care.
He gave tax cuts to the wealthy and to the corporations who didn't need it because they were paying taxes. Now, Joe Biden wanted to put a 15% tax on corporations, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
That can help them pay for the infrastructure, you know, for the COVID relief, things like of that nature.
Yeah,
so Joe Biden is doing an excellent job.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's going to make money for the country. And if you make $400,000 or less, your taxes are not going to be raised people were upset, were worried about that. So if you make $400,000 or less per year, your taxes are not going to go up. You know, I mean, if you're making $500,000 a year, well, hey, you got to pay a little more. I'm sorry. You know, I have another little tidbit that I did not know that I just want to talk about just for a second. I did not know that one third of all the chips in the world use a polysilicone made in the great town of Hemlock, Michigan. I did not know that. So one third of all the chips in the world that are used, the polysilicone that is made from the great town of Hemlock, Michigan. I think that is pretty awesome. I didn't know about that at all. So the chips and science law will make that a reality. That is really cool. That's really cool. And
yeah,
I don't know where Hemlock, Michigan. I've never heard of Hemlock, Michigan. I'm going to have to look it up because I don't know where it is. But I just thought that was pretty darn interesting.
Intel in New Mexico is retooling because they want to make their own chips and everything here in New Mexico. So that's a good, you know, good direction we're going in terms of being independent from China.
Yeah, that's the whole idea, you know.
Yes, thousands of jobs. And it's going to be here in Albuquerque, so that's a good deal. That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a very good
thing. So, you know, for people who, what do you think about this? We have half an hour left. Hopefully more people call in. That would be good in this last half hour. The number, ladies and gentlemen, is 515-605-9802. We want to hear from you. Say your first name, where you're calling from. We're sorry that we dropped that call before Madeline. I guess a person couldn't hold on anymore. But, you know, hopefully they'll call back or call in the next show. So the seven biggest achievements during his first year as president for Joe Biden, went through them through the show. $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package, the $1.9 trillion COVID relief deal, the highest appointment of federal judges since Ronald Reagan in 1981, the halt of federal execution. They're working on that to, you know, stop it even at state level. Number five, the commitment to combat climate change. Number six, the support for transgender service members in the U.S. military. And seven, reducing unemployment. So Joe Biden is on a good path for re-election in 2024. What do you think about the people who say, oh, you know, he's incoherent and he probably has dementia and he may not run? You know?
Well,
I mean, it's a Fox News propaganda thing.
It's all, it's all garbage because we know that that's not true. I mean, he has a brilliant administration. He has brilliant people working in the administration. He picked the right people is very obvious. And I think that he's got a brilliant mind. I think he's got a cool head. I think that he honestly cares. I think he's got a good heart that he also, when he promises something, I believe that he truly wants it to come true. He doesn't just say it. I don't think he says things without knowing that there's going to be a way that he can do it. You follow it? You know what I'm trying to say? So I think he's got good character. He's even keel. You know, he's not a blowhard. You know, I mean, those are all good things. There's another thing that has not been passed yet, but there's signs that Biden may approve broad student loan forgiveness and a student loan pause extension. You know, that would be a game changer for so many students that are in debt. That are in debt and not $2,000 of debt. We're talking probably hundreds of thousand dollars of debt that they'll have to work, you know, 20 years maybe for you know, some will have to work, you know, a lifetime to pay off their student debt. So
right.
that within itself would be such a, and would be good for the economy too, if you think about it, because once they're, if their student loans are taken care of, you know, and then they're working and making money, they'll be spending, right? Buying homes, buying cars, you know, they'll be spending in the economy. They'll be traveling. I mean, it's all, you know, it's all a big circle. So I have a feeling that Joe Biden's next move is going to be tackling this. That's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. And for, and you know, he's mentioned it a few times, and I think it's going to come true. I really do.
And people like Betsy DeVos is fighting against the debt forgiveness program for student loans.
Oh, of course. She
because
is.
She is a part of the big, you know, shenanigans where it is making money off the backs of poor people.
Yeah, she is an evil. She has no clue. She's probably never even walked into a public school. She's probably even never talked to a public school teacher in, you know, like it down in Detroit or someplace like that. She has no, you know, she is the golden spoon woman. She has no clue.
Absolutely none. She had no business in being the Secretary of Education.
Oh,
you know?
My God, no. I wonder how much she paid him or brought. Do that.
Well, she's been contributing to the Republican Party since 1972 when Richard was
deal.
In there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $2 million a year at least, you know?
That's my
and
opinion.
It's, yeah, she just bought that job, basically. She have no clue. She's just ignorant and dumb. That's who Betsy DeVos is. Big DeVos is worse, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the Mexican Palin and Michelle Bachman look intelligent.
Yeah.
That's scary. Jesus. That's fast. Wow. Wow. Sarah Palin. Speaking of Sarah Palin, she's running for the at-large seat in Alaska for U.S. Congress. Dan, what's his name? Former congressman. He died. So the seat is open. She won a Republican nomination. And she is more likely not going to be the congresswoman from Alaska. Do you think Democrats even have a team there, or the where Sarah Palin?
I don't know. I don't understand Alaska. I don't understand Alaska. I mean, how did Sarah Palin ever even get elected to begin with? I mean, years ago. I mean, I just don't get it.
Well, look at the thing is that Alaska been solidly Republican or lean Republican since Eisenhower in 1952.
Yeah,
you know,
I know
Yeah.
Well, she can see Russia from her front door.
Yeah, I can see Russia from my house. Yeah. Drop dead, Sarah Palin.
I will never forget that. That was so, so funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was so funny. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And to the people who call, who had three people lined up after Madeline, but unfortunately, I guess they were shy or they couldn't wait any longer.
Aww.
I lose the patience. Sorry about losing those calls, but you know.
Oh yeah.
You know.
I'm sorry too.
Oh, and interestingly, we'll have two Michigan candidates. One definitely. Coming up from District 9, Congressional District 9. We're going to have him on the 18th of August at the same time, 7:30 p.m. Mountain, 9:30 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
We're looking forward to that show.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and his name
he is... He's going to be running against Lisa McCain, who is a multi-millionaire. Trumper, no experience in government, and when she was elected in the last term, she was in my district. They switched the district around, and now she's not in my district anymore. She's in district. I used to be in District 10. I'm in District 9 now, and she's still in District 10. But he is going to. Yes, Brian Jay is going to take her on, and he's going to be on the show. I've spoken to him. He's very intelligent. He's very knowledgeable. He's asked to debate her, and she's not responded. I highly doubt that she will debate him because she's not smart enough.
Yeah. And speaking of debates, in Georgia, Senator Warnock, he is up for re-election, and he started running ads and everything. And Herschel Walker's ex-wife, she ran an ad to him talking about spousal abuse and everything. And with a lot of Herschel Walker's, so it's really hurting him. You know, Herschel Walker would have the testicular fortitude nor the spine to have a debate with Senator Warnock. So that should be an interesting race. It should be a win for Warnock. But then again, you know, Georgia is weird because Stacey Abrams is 3-4 points behind Governor Kemp in his re-election bid. And also, what a liar Kemp was when he was Secretary of State and he certified the election. And you know, that's a conflict of interest right there. You know, so really interesting to see how that played out. And re-election bid happening in Wyoming. August 16th is going to be the Republican primary. Liz Cheney is up, and hopefully, you know, she wins the nomination. You know, she's way behind, and, you know, hopefully good sense prevail in Wyoming, because a lot of crazy people in the Republican primary. And,
there are.
You know,
there are a lot of Trump picks. It's pretty scary.
Yeah.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about Beto. You know that he has had, his campaign is a little bit different. He's been going to town halls. Is what he's been traveling all over Texas. And so far he's done 80. Guess how many town halls Abbott has done? Zero.
Zero.
So what Beto is doing, he's taking his campaign to the people. That's a really smart thing to do, don't you think?
Yes, yes.
He's taking it to the people. And then these town halls, I've watched a few videos, and there has been people that have actually come on and said they voted for Abbott, but now they're voting for Beto. I really believe that Beto has a good chance to win Texas. I really do.
Yeah, that would be wonderful if Texas turned blue. The last time Texas was blue was in 1964.
Yeah.
When LBJ trounced, what's his face, Barry Goldwater. Yeah. So that would be a thing for Democrats.
And you know what's really funny is that I watched in one of the videos, there was a woman that had a Make America Great Again hat on, and she handed it to him. She said, "Will you please sign my hat?" And she did. So he autographed it. I thought that was so cool. So, like I said, he's got energy. He's smart. He's a people person. I love him. I think he's going to be a great governor for Texas. It'll make a big difference in Texas. You know.
Yeah, he won't be in Cancun like Ted Cruz. Yeah, that loser Ted Cruz. He won't be in Cancun like Ted Cruz when a crisis comes.
Yeah,
his family goes.
Yeah, no kidding.
There, the freeze off. But anyway, Dick Cheney did an ad for his daughter Liz Cheney. We played it in the last show. I'm going to play it one more time. You know, it was a good ad. And here it is.
Okay.
In this 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it. He knows it. And deep down, I think most Republicans know it. Lynn and I are so proud of Liz for standing up for the truth, doing what's right, honoring her oath to the Constitution, when so many in our party are too scared to do so. Liz is fearless. She never backs down from the fight. There is nothing more important she will ever do and lead the effort to make sure Donald Trump is never again near the Oval Office. And she will succeed. I'm Dick Cheney. I proudly voted for my daughter. I hope you will too.
I'm Liz Cheney, and I approve this message.
So good luck to Liz Cheney. Hopefully we can have one show one day. That would be great. She's a little bit busy and time, and, you know, August 16th is the primary. So wish her good luck because she's the only Republican, and the guy from Illinois, you know, they're fighting to uphold the constitutional law. Yeah, so it's going to be interesting how that primary turnout.
Did you know also that good old Mitch McConnell called yesterday, announced that he wanted a thorough and immediate explanation of the Mar-a-Lago raid. Isn't that hysterical?
Yes, I laughed
when I heard that. I actually laughed. Who the hell is he? He's a nobody. He thinks he can stand up there and say he wants an explanation. You know what the FBI is going to say to you? F you. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Ted Cruz or none of those Republicans have any moral high standing to say anything because the soul of the soul is the devil in terms of corporations and, you know, big business. You know, so to hell with them. They should all go to hell.
And, you know, the other thing is the Republican Party, you know, says that they're, you know, they're pro-life, you know, but they vote against insulin, cheaper baby formula, health care for veterans, common sense gun control, gas gouging, stopping gas gouging, protecting gay marriage, access to contraception, you know. I mean, and they are the pro-lifers, really?
Yeah. Well, no, they're pro-birth.
Critical. It's disgusting.
They're pro-birth. Once the baby's born, then, you know, the hell with whatever else. Yeah. Nothing else matters.
I mean, they don't even want to give them cheaper baby formula, for God's sakes. You know? That's a bit. They got a little bit cheaper baby formula. You know? I mean, come on. It's so nauseating. It's just nauseating.
And here's the next ad by Liz Cheney that came out in the middle of July. And the name of the ad is Shield. Here it is.
If we don't abide by the Constitution when it is politically inconvenient, then we will not have the Constitution as our shield when we need to defend our First Amendment rights and our Second Amendment rights.
I'm voting for Liz Cheney because she believes in the Constitution. This is what our country was built on.
And we need somebody like Liz who will fight for democracy, fight for our Constitution.
She's doing what's right. She's standing up for our constitutional rights. I really support and hope that you'll vote with me for Liz Cheney.
I'm Liz Cheney, and I approve this message.
Yeah, she may lose, but hey, it's a fighting for a political
survival. I don't know about that. Yeah. No, we might be surprised. You know, might be surprised. I'm not going to count her out yet. I really am not. I mean, do you think the people, you know, state are holding it against her because she is trying to bring out truth? Save our democracy? Do you think
that? Yes, because there are a lot of Trumpers there. Yes, yes. In Ohio, Wyoming, the Southern Belt, the Bible Belt,
I don't know.
Yeah, Wyoming is cowboy country, so they're staunch Trump Republicans.
Maybe I'm just a hopeless, you know, I just try to, you know, look at the bright side of things and think, come on, she's not doing anything really wrong, you know?
Wyoming is broke back country, but I digress. I don't want any phone calls screaming at me. A lot of people standing with Liz, Democrats, Hollywood are all people. They're doing anything to her and everything. So come on, Liz Cheney. Pull off the biggest upsets.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I don't think all is lost, you know? I really don't. I really don't think all is lost.
And who'd think we would, like, be speaking up for Liz Cheney, you know? That's weird. I'm still weirded out by that.
Yeah, you know, you're right. But after what we've seen and how hard she's worked, you know, she deserves, you know, she deserves to be talked about. I mean, I maybe don't agree with her policies, but I do agree with what she's doing right now, and I respect her for it. You know? I mean, we have to, you know, I guess we have to kind of give, you know, credit where credit is due, you know? And she deserves credit right now. She just, I mean, it takes a lot of guts for doing what she did. It takes a lot of guts. You know?
Yeah, put country above party and above her political course. There's another ad. Another ad standing with Liz. Here it is.
Okay.
I'm voting for Liz Cheney, and here's why. As a small business owner, I appreciate Liz Cheney's support of rural health care initiatives.
She has supported the military. She's a great supporter of Warren Air Force Base.
Liz will respect and protect our public lands in Wyoming.
I'm proud to support Liz Cheney's stance on a strong national defense and her support for veterans.
Join me in voting for Liz Cheney on August 16th.
I'm Liz Cheney, and I approve this message.
Yeah, so something coming from a lot of places that you wouldn't expect. Yeah, so, yeah, it's weird. Very weird.
So yesterday, Trump was in New York, and guess what he did? Civil suit, and he pleaded the Fifth. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, civil. You can't plead the Fifth, you know?
No, that's the whole thing. You can
only guilty people do that, according to Trump.
Only, you know, and he, and it just cracks me up. I think he pleaded the Fifth like 400 times or something. It's just
440 times actually.
How many?
Yeah, 440 times he pleaded the Fifth.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, over 400 times. He pleaded the Fifth. I think that's just, you know, and of course, you know, Trump posted in Truth Social earlier Wednesday morning that he would be seeing James for a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the U.S. history. My great company and myself are being attacked from all sides of the Banana Republic, is what he wrote.
Yeah, narcissistic freak. He's a narcissistic freak, a sociopath. He belongs in orange jumpsuit to go with his orange hair behind bars for the rest of his life. He and his sucking family. Eric Donald Jr. What's his daughter's name? Ivanka. And Jared Kushner for that $1 billion deal he made with Saudis to make a profit off of him. Steve Bannon, forgive us, you know, Steve Bannon, who else? Steve Miller,
the
Nazi, Steve Miller. You know, the list go on and on. I can go on. Rudy Giuliani, the biggest loser, Giuliani, you know?
Well, he's got, you know, he's got a testify Eastman. In Georgia. That's
and Lindsey Graham is such a damn coward. You know, Lindsey Graham, you know, doesn't want to go to Georgia because he has pending business as a U.S. Senator. Oh, poor thing.
What is your opinion on this? Do you think that Ivanka and Jared and Don Jr. and Eric and the other daughter, what is her name? I can't think of her name. And his son.
Tiffany Trump.
Do you think that they're maybe, Tiffany. And then his son, youngest son, do you think that they are sort of freaking out? I mean, they have to be freaking out.
Yeah,
I mean, they can't be as crazy as him. I'm just wondering about that.
Yeah, they're probably shitting bricks.
Do you think that
they're probably shitting bricks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Donald Jr. and Eric, the biggest narcissist like a father. They're in an alternate universe.
Yeah. I don't know if Ivanka is as much of a narcissist the way, you know, like her brothers are. Well, Eric is, I think, just dumb, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wonder, I'd like to get in their heads as to what they are thinking. I mean, they have to be freaking out. I mean, honestly, you know, I mean, they can't be sheltered from all this. They have to know. I would just like to be a fly on the wall, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know, just say what.
But then again,
you know,
if you're a fly on the wall, if you're a fly on the wall, ketchup may hit you and kill you. So,
this is true. A bottle of ketchup, maybe Heinz ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if when the FBI raided and got those documents, you know, maybe the P tape is there, wasn't that safe? You know, and we could like have an October surprise, and you know. Oh, but that's gross. Who wants to say that?
Who knows
I don't
who's
say
in
that.
That? Who knows who's in that? Yeah. Cohen, Michael Cohen, was asked about the safe, and he seemed to think that just, you know, common things were in the safe, like maybe their birth certificates or passports, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He didn't think that anything of major, that was his opinion, was in the safe, anything, you know. But that was just his opinion, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, but who knows what was in that safe. And I also heard that his youngest son is the one that showed them where the safe was. I don't know if that, how true that is.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll have a couple of minutes left. And I want to.
What?
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, the other thing we have to consider, one last, you know, the FBI did not, you know, they didn't broadcast what they were going to do. They didn't, you know, brag about it. You know, they didn't even have, like, FBI jackets on or anything like that. So they didn't try to really embarrass Trump. So why didn't you show the warrant? And just clear himself and say, hey, here's the warrant. This is what it said. And let it go. Because the warrant will incriminate him.
Yeah. Yeah. And as Jackie from Missouri said, that, you know, they did everything, you know, like under the quiet, up to this meeting, up to this point where, you know, he was ignoring them, basically. So this was like a last resort. You know, so his goose is cooked, his time running out, and we can see the light at the end of the tunnel where before November, because Kelly, what's her face, Scarecrow, that was his campaign manager, Kelly Conway, she said she advised him about announcing after the midterm elections that he's running for president. So hopefully it can come to a head before that stage where he's indicted, he's going to prison. And we could put this sordid chapter behind us in America.
Oh, my God. It would feel...
That would be so
it
nice.
It would change so much in this country.
Yes.
It would just... If we could just be normal again. From 2016, we have not been normal at all in this country. He has dominated the press every single day.
Yeah.
It's appalling.
So we'll have 5 minutes. Left. I want to plug the Cinnamon Sugar and Spice Cafe in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They have really great food. They have two locations in Mountain Run. That's in Mountain Run is in
northeast
Albuquerque, and Nob Hill. They're open from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. From Tuesday right to Saturdays. They're closed Sunday and Monday. Really good food, you know. You get a little Greek, a little bit American, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. They have great pastries and everything. So Nob Hill location, which is open from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., number 505-588-2860. So if you're in town, from out of town, and you're in Albuquerque. Check them out. It's really good food. And the Mountain Run Hours, Tuesdays and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. The number there, 505-492-2119. Really check out these people. They have great food. And the staff is excellent. And fresh baked products daily. You know, check them out. Really good. They're really good. Baked fresh daily, and have, you know, a lot of people commenting on the website, which is cinnamoncafeabq.com. Check them out, people. Really, really, really good people. Yes, so Joe Biden, you're doing an excellent job. Keep up the good work. Keep the fight and the feet and the fire to the feet of Republicans, especially Mitch McConnell. Want to see him go because he's been in there since 1982. Lincoln was the poorest person in Congress. He's the second richest person in Congress. Geez, how does that happen?
Yeah. We don't know. Magic. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Magic.
Just like how Boebert served her first term, 2 years a term in the U.S. Congress in the House of Representatives, and she's $24 million richer. Geez. She was in the black. And now she is, you know, worth $24 million and growing. How does that happen? You need accountability in politics. You need to take big money. And, All right. Thank you for joining us. And the three people called. We apologize for not getting through to your call. Call back again. We'll have a show next Monday. And we'll know Mondays, hopefully Wednesdays, we'll see how that plays out, and Thursdays. And we look forward to everybody calling in and having a good time and talking about politics and, you know, putting things straight and giving information to people who need to make an informed decision to vote. Till next week, same time, same place. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Good night, everyone. Be safe and take care. And this is Lori Pickup from Michigan. Good night, all.
Trying to become someone that history would remember. Well,
Josh. You got your wish.
Thank you.